is. Happy birthday to my wife, Jody. I don't remember how old she is. I hope she doesn't see this. But happy birthday, Jody. And happy Halloween to y'all yesterday. Sorry.
Did you dress up?
I did not. No. I was drawing cards. I apologize to all the kids in the neighborhood. They probably all egged the house or whatever, so. All right. Anything? We good?
You guys finally got a defensive touchdown last week. Big takeaway. Yeah. I mean, just that really had to feel good.
It did. And the way Ugo did that and ripping that ball out and getting across that goal line was a neat deal. You know, we haven't had the takeaways, you know, and that one really helped us, that's for sure.
What do you see from Washington?
They're good. You know, I mean we all know that, right? I mean, they're that's why they're 12th in the country right now, and they're so well coached. They know what they're doing. They give you a, you know, I mean, they throw it, they run it, they do it all very, very well. They've got they got a good supporting cast with the quarterback that does a real good job, you know. I could go on and on about them. You know, they're that good.
Every team's different from year to year. What is different about Washington last year when you were looking at them on tape versus this year when you see them now?
Pretty similar. You know, they're a team that played Alabama tough in that semifinal game. You know, that game was really a touchdown difference till about the fourth quarter, and ended up being like 24-7. So, you know, they played them off their feet, and very similar team. They're about the same. They're just very, very good.
They hung 70 here last year. You get a sense from your guys they really want a chance to redeem themselves and put forth a better
effort. Well, you know, I'm sure of that. You know, I mean, I wasn't here. But you can imagine you go through something like that. Nobody wants to get beat bad like that. You know, but the bottom line is – it comes down to what you do on the field, you know, and we have no chance to win a game if we don't play good defense, you know, and that comes snap by snap and being where you need to be and, you know, all those things. So, you know, that doesn't – those things kind of don't do a whole lot when the game's going, you know, because you're thinking about that play. So, you know, maybe it helps you a little bit practice during the week, but if they're not motivated by now, then that's pretty hard. You know,
Jonah back last week, feel like it made a pretty big impact.
It helped us. It really did, because it gave us a better rotation, you know, with Lamar and Jonah, you know, and Justin. So, you know, because the other two guys played all, you know, every snap before. So, and we had a third guy in there. It did some things.
You had to prep for them in the Pac-12 championship game. What's Jake Browning do well?
You know, a lot. You know, he knows the offense. And he knows what they need to do. And he works really well within it. He knows who he needs to deliver the ball to. He knows the formations are going to go to. He knows how to check the run game, the pass game protections. He's just very good. He's just a very good football player.
Last week they only ran the ball like five times in the first half. Gaskin, when you see him at one of the running backs there in Coleman, what do you see in those two guys?
Well, you know, both 9 and 22 and 26, they're all very good. You know, 9's got great vision. He lets the offensive line set up the blocks. He has good patience and the right amount of patience, and then he hits seams, and when he hits those seams, he goes. And he's a hard guy to tackle, you know. It really is. You've got to definitely wrap up on him. And 22 gets in there. Boy, he's strong and runs hard, too. They're both very good.
I know you've had a few extra guys, or you've had several guys playing a lot of snaps, playing entire games. What could you say about the value of having even one person back to give other guys rest this late in the season down to the final few games?
Well, we just talked about Jonah. You know, we mentioned that just now, that really helps us, you know. But most people are going to be pretty banged up about this time of year. You know, it's, you know, staying healthy is a real luxury, you know. A lot of people don't. And that's why you work all year long with the backup guys, you know, hoping that when they get in that there won't be a drop-off, you know. If there is, then you don't play as well. You know, if there isn't, then you got a shot.
Do you feel like you guys are developing more depth, though, with some of those guys that have
I think so. You know, I think so. You know, we got a lot of young guys playing, you know.
Dante Pettis and this receiving core at UW, what do they do well? What does he do so special?
They run their routes very well. They have very good hands. They're very good athletes. They attack the ball. They find the soft areas in your coverage, and they get there, and they're all on the same page with the quarterback. All right.
What has Brady Breeze brought to the safety position?
He'll come in there and tackle, you know, and he was a pleasant surprise last week. I thought he did a good job. Appreciate y'all. Yeah. We're gonna look at him today. We'll look at him today and see. You know, he's been kind of banged up, so we'll see.
And then without him, what impressed you about what the D-line's been able to do, considering he was going to be a guy expected to be a, you know, pretty big
force? Yeah, no, we were counting on him. That hasn't happened yet this year. You know, he got in a little bit in the Stanford game, but, you know, it's not his fault. He's been hurt, you know, his foot and different things, you know. And but Jelks and Henry, Austin, the two freshmen in there, they've done some good things.